Gemara and Daf Tes points out the stira within the shita of Rav Nachman. On the one hand, the Gemara tells us Rav Nachman subscribes to the position of Palgina Dibura. And therefore, for example, if you have a case of a Shriv Mira, and the Shriv Mira instructs that Kol Nechasov La'avdo, so therefore, there's a split. If he recuperates, he can be chozer from the Mamon Sheba, from the Nechasim, after all, because that's the din of a Shriv Mira. However, he cannot be chozer Ba'avdo. Once he goes and says Kol Nechasov La'avdo, that results in a Shichur, and therefore that is not something that he can just simply go ahead and to retract. So the possibility of assuming that there was one statement of Kol Nechasov, in part is subject to Chazar, in part is not. Oh, so that the Gemara tells us, that's a classic example of a Palgin Dibura, that we take that statement Kol Nechasov, we split, and what's true of one half is not necessarily true of the second. The difficulty is Rav Nachman assumes as Tanakama, the Shita of Rabbi Meir, that Hakosav Kol Nechasov La'avdo, in such a case, if there's any shear at all, so therefore, we assume even a shear in karka means that lo yatsa l'cheirus, and therefore, lo pagin dibura. So how do you resolve that difficulty? That's the discussion. So Rav Ashi tells us the following, that no, it's clear from the case of Shchid Mira that Rav Nachman, yes, of course, typically would assume pagin dibura. However, but that's not true when it comes to our sugya. A kosev kol nechasov la'avdo, v'shir, then lo yatsa l'cheirus. Why exactly is that true? Because there's something that is impairing the function of this shtar. Not a typical shtar, but of this shtar. Why exactly is that true? Well, when it comes to gerishin, the Torah tells us that the shtar, the get, is described as being a sefer krisus, a sefer krisus. That requires krus gita. That means that the function of the shtar has to be severance, exclusive severance. It separates A from B. Oh, we know that what is true of a get is true of a shtar shichur as well. After all, that's the gzeres shavah, la la miisha. We know that you're divorced, ayyadei shtar, because of a sefer krisus. How do you know that the shtar is what frees the eved? How do you know that there is such an institution? No? We pointed out this is unusual. Ashtar kininav iser etter. Very few cases. No? The primary case is one of a get. It's true when it comes to ashtar kedushin. It's true when it comes to ashtar shichrur. Udram banadav pevav. Those are the shtaros that require lishma. What's written mefurish v'kra is the get. How do you know that this applies when it comes to ashtar kedushin? Oh, because that very pasuk, v'holcha v'haisa, makish havaya liyatsiya. What's true of yatsiya is true of havayishas as well. And how do you know it applies to shikrur? Oh, the answer is gzera shava. So wow, built into that pasuk is vikar hadin and a hekish and a gzera shava. No? Very important. Okay, so what is true of one is true of the other. That means that the shtar shikrur also has to meet this requirement of kruskita, which means it's serving to go ahead and to sever. Is that really true in this particular case? Not really, not really. There's a severance, that certainly is true. There's a shichrur, yeah, but also there's something that is being withheld. There's a withholding. There's a shiur. Oh, so in such a case, if that really is true, so therefore this does not meet the requirements of get, it doesn't meet the requirements of ishtar shichrur. See, even if one is willing to assume a palgina dibura, but you're acknowledging that there are two halves too. That is not allowed when it comes to this particular case. Well, so that's the chiddush there. This is considered to be a psul of kruskita based on Sefer Krisus with the gzeres shava of la la mi'isha. Oh, so Rashi explains the following. That you know what? That because we're concerned, this is what Rashi writes, ooh, that lamdis, that shema midishir hai, maybe even shir namihai, because Rashi Shita, we pointed out, is that it's considered to be a problem even if you demarcate the particular piece of karka that you're coming to exclude, which means that it's only considered to be withholding as far as that's concerned, but not as far as anything else, the shichra. Oh, so this is what Rashi writes, the shema midishirai, maybe just like he's withholding part of the nechasim, Shir Namihai, there also was withholding when it comes to the Eved itself. Well, so therefore that's considered to be invalid. If that's really considered to be the concern, that that may be just like the Kinyan Mamon is incomplete, the Shichur is considered to be incomplete. So why is that based on the halachir of Kruz Gita? Of Kruz Gita? The Pashav Shat, one could argue, as follows. That's the meaning of Kruz Gita. In other words, that the severance has to be absolute. Absolute. And if there is a possibility that that's not true, for example, Shema, Mitashir Baha'i, Shinami Baha'i, that does not result in an absolute severance. The severance has to be that which is objective, absolute, beyond any realm of a doubt. Once you go ahead and says that, you know, that this is subject to withholding, so therefore Rashi writes that Shir Namihai, Pashup Shat Rashi would assume that that's built into the Hagdara of Kruz Gita. That's the Chiddush of Rashi. This has to be something that is self-evident. It speaks the Shtar itself that this is considered to be an absolute severance. Okay? That's Rashi Shita. Tosfos points out the following, an interesting Chiddush, right? Tosfos Ramaska Halacha, that if this really is true, one could argue, maybe not always. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. If the whole lumdus is based on Shema mi deshir hai shir nami bahai, what if I give you a case where that's not true? That's not true. It's obvious, it's self-evident that the Eved is not being withheld. Oh, so then Tosfos writes, according to Rashi, that would meet the requirement of Kruz Gita. Oh, where do you have a case? Where do you have a case? Oh, so Tosfos says, I'll tell you. What happens if, yes, you have Kol Nechasai, but with the exception of, like, this karka. Let me ask you the following. What does the person own? What does the person own? Oh. So Tosfos writes a Chiddush. According to Rashi, we have to be dealing with a case where the person has multiple assets. Multiple assets. He has Nechasim Rabin. Because let's assume we're talking about the following, that all a person has is this parcel of land and the Eved. Let's assume that's all the person has, this parcel of land and the Eved. And he says the following, I am giving you all of my assets with the exclusion of this parcel of land. So what are you going to argue? That me deshir b'hai shinami b'hai. What does that mean exactly? So just like he's withholding the karka, he's withholding the Eved. And therefore what? There's nothing that is being transferred ayyadei shtar. There's nothing. How in the world can you have such a possibility that midashir b'hai shir nai b'hai? You know, if there are multiple assets, oh, that's possible. A guy has 10 fields. So you know what? Maybe just like he's withholding field A, his mindset is also not to include the Eved, and he's transferring all other 9 fields. Oh, that's a possibility. But if all the person has is an Eved in a field, and he builds in the exclusion of the field, and the concern, according to Rashi, is shir nami nami hai, then you must be talking about a broader domain. No, a broader domain. And therefore, it must be Tosfos writes, according to Rashi, we're talking about a case where the person, yeah, he's a landowner, and he has nechasim rabim. Because otherwise, everyone would agree. Even the Tanakam would even hold it. That Yatzah L'Cheirus. Wow, that's an important Chiddush, no? That's an important Chiddush. And Tosfos goes on to say, he doesn't think that's right. Because after all, the Ein Mashma came to Tosefta. Because when you look at the Tosefta's case seems to be that simple one. A person has an Eved and a person has a field. And I'm willing to give you everything I have except for the field. Guess what? The Tanakhama says, Lo Yatzah L'Cheirus. So how can you say that the Chashash is because Shir Nami Bahai? You can't say Shir Nami Bahai if all there are is A and B. There's no C, D, and E. Oh, so Tosfos points out that, you know what? The Shita of Rashi is not so simple. If one's going to argue that the chashash is shinai b'hai, you must be limiting the case to nachasim rabim. And we look in Tosefta, it's not the case, and therefore that's the difficulty with Rashi Shita. Oh, so Tosa says, I would understand it differently. Tosa says one word, no? Kaven shiyesh shiur. There's some withholding, there's some problem, there's a shiur. Bidibur. Wow, bidibur. No? There's some type of impairment, there's some type of corruption with the language of the shtar. With the language of the shtar. That's the problem. You know, I say all but. That's problematic, no? That's what Tosa says the problem is. That creates a certain uncertainty, a certain ambiguity. All but. Kol nechasai, but. All seems to be fully inclusive. And but is very limiting. Tosa says that I would label as a Lashon Mekolkol. There's an inconsistency with the language that requires some type of reinterpretation. And that is a chisaron of kruskita. Kruskita means that on its face, the nusach hashtar has to be something that is wholly unambiguous. To be able to say all, and then to say but, so therefore, Tosus writes, that's a problem. The amar kol nechasai, and the eno miskayim kulo. You say all, but you really don't mean all. Oh, that's the problem of kruskita. Wow. The Marsha writes a stunning chiddush. The Marsha writes, one could question, but the Marsha writes a stunning chiddush that maybe the opposite then? Maybe Tosus is only talking about a case where all he owns is the Eved and the Karka. All he owns is the Eved and the Karka. Whoa. So he says all. All means the Eved and the Karka. And then he's excluding the Karka. So it's just the Eved. That's a Lashon Mekolkol. No, that's Shir B'Diburo. But the Marsha writes such a Chiddush, no? That if a person goes ahead and has 10 pieces of land, and such a case that all he's doing is excluding in a very limited fashion, why is that considered to be a Lashon Mekolkol? Well, that's what the Marsha suggests. And therefore, Dafka ain't no od karka. It's considered to be a corruption. If I say like everything, I don't really mean everything at all, no? I mean only an Eved. It's unusual to describe the transfer of an Eved as being everything. But if a person has asset after asset, and you know what? He excludes one piece of land, you're going to argue that already is considered to be a Lashon Mekolkol. Why is that true? Wow. So that's what the Marsha writes. You look in the bottom of the Marsha, you saw, no, the Karnei Reim. You can't believe that. It's still Lashon Mekolkol. All means all, no? All means something which is kulo. So to say all and to all of a sudden build an exclusion, yeah, that itself is considered to be a corruption. Obviously, if he doesn't have any other karka, it's a greater illustration of a corruption. That certainly is true. That's a great chiddush that the Marsha writes, that one could certainly question, that maybe Tosus is talking about a case where the assets are very, very limited. Oh, so I'll tell you the following. According to Tosus' Bir and Rashi, you know what? That the case in the Gemara is a limited one. The case of Gemara is a limited one. It's talking about cases where, you know what? That there are many assets. If there's only one asset, then I wouldn't say it's a problem. According to the Marsha's Dion and Tosus, maybe the opposite is true. We're talking about a case of Eino Od Karka. But if he has many Karkaos, we wouldn't say that that's true. In other words, the limitations of Kruskita. And here I'll tell you the biggest limitation of Kruskita. The biggest limitation. What happens if I say Atzmacha Unachasai? Atzmacha Unachasai. That's not a problem. That's not a problem at all. The whole problem, like the Grand Chesma days, no? The whole problem is because you use the collective language of Kol Aval. All but. That's a problem. But if you're going to say atzmachuna chasai. That's not palgina dibura. No, that's two independent statements. And that's not considered to be a case of krusgit at all. There was no withholding as far as the evit's concerned. There was just withholding regarding the karka. And there's no reason to assume that, you know what, that no, maybe that represents a broader act of, oh, so I'll tell you, so three different possible differences, no? That if the reason of Ashi is because of krusgita, so maybe it only applies in cases where there are chasim rabbi, or maybe it only applies in a case of eino or karka, or maybe it only applies in a case of kol nechasei as opposed to atzmacho unechasei. Okay, wow. So if you look in the Rif, Beis and Beis, you look in the Rambam Hilchos Avadim, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, you see that they interpret this completely differently. Completely differently. Krusgita means something seemingly much, much more basic. Much, much more basic. The Rif writes the following. You're going ahead and you're transferring everything to the Sevet. Kol nechasai. Kol nechasai. But there's a shear. There's something that's being withheld. That's something that's being withheld. Mamish karka kolshu. Karka kolshu. But that's what the get says, no? The get says that this goes to the Eved and this belongs to the Adam. You know, that this and that is not equal. This that goes to the Eved is huge. And that which the Adam retains is a kolshu. But bottom line, no, bottom line, the Rif writes, Havilei l'rabbe zechusa begabe degita. The shtar empowers the Adam. The shtar empowers the Adam. The shtar is not only working as a severance, that it takes something that the Adam has, and you know what, now, shoop, now it is no longer. But you know what? The shtar also now is a vehicle of demonstrating the bailus of the Adam. The bailus of the Adam. That is not the Sefer Krisos. That's what the Rif writes. That's not the Sefer Krisos. If you have a shtar that is bilateral, no, that it causes you to relinquish this, but to maintain that, that is not krusgita. That is not krusgita. Krusgita means that, not every shtar, krusgita means that this shtar, a get, and this shtar, a shtar shichur, has to be a shtar of severance. If it's a shtar of empowerment, it empowers the Adam, that is an invalid shtar. Whether the empowerment is something that is specific, or whether it's something that is broad, whether it's karka zu, or whether it's karka kolshu, but clearly, it is not a unilateral shtar functioning in a single direction. Wow. So I'll tell you, if this really is true, this is like a major shift. A major shift, no? We begin with the sugya palgina dibura, which really means that, you know what, I'm not bothered by the back and forth. I'm not bothered by the fact that a shtar can do this and a shtar can do that. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me is the following, that, you know what, there was a broad statement that was used of kol nechasai, and there was withholding, and there's something unclear about how the shiur impacts on kol nechasai. But let's assume it's clear, atzmachu nechasai. So in such a case, there's no problem whatsoever. There's no problem whatsoever. That doesn't require a palgina dibura. The statements are so neatly divided. Once you come on according to the Rif Gav krusgita, all of a sudden this is a new world. It's not a matter of, like Rashi, you know, midi d'shir b'ay shinay b'ay. It's not a question of parallel ambiguity, maybe uncertainty. It's not absolute. It's very different. it means the shtar has a dual function. It severs and empowers. And this shtar cannot do that. A sefer krisos, severs. Sefer krisos cannot use the basis of empowerment. And I would tell you even a further chiddush. Is the shtar severing? Of course it's severing. Is the shtar really empowering? Maybe one could question, no? The shtar is empowering. It's not that the shtar is being makne, nechasim to the adam. It simply is limiting. It's not bestowing any new raya. All the shtar is doing is maintenance, no? An adon owns a bunch of things, and the shtar says, all these things are no longer mine, and this remains mine. Not becomes mine, it remains mine. So I'll tell you, it's a chiddush on top of a chiddush, no? Chiddush number one is the hoyasod, that you can't have a sefer krisos that's bilateral. The shtar can only serve as a severance. It can serve as a basis of empowerment. And chiddush number tolta is the application. It's not, my bailus of that field is not al yedei shtar. My bailus of the field is because, you know what, I bought this field 20 years ago. It's just that this is not what I am gifting, what I'm conveying to the other person. But the bailus is a bailus kodemes. It's not a new bailus of achshav. But nonetheless, nonetheless. Right? The Rif writes, it's still considered a problem of kruskita. Because the role of the shtar is to serve as. We've often pointed out, Tosos Daf Dalet. The shtar can serve multiple functions, no? Multiple functions. A shtar can serve as a shtar kinyan, a shtar can serve as a shtar raya. It can serve as a shtar kinyan to create the chalos, but also it can serve as a shtar raya that indeed, that is still the case, no? So imagine, someone is going to say to this Adam, that's no longer yours, because you gave all of your assets to the Seved. And you know what the Adon can do? He can produce the shtar as a shtaraya, securing his bailus in that particular karka. So you know what? Even if one argues it's true, in terms of the shtar kinyan, there is no new act of hakna that's occurring as far as this field is concerned. But the fact that the shtar is going to function, right, as a raya to demonstrate the bailus, that adayin akarka shalo, one could have distinguished, no? But even that, the Rif writes, is a problem of kruskita, that the shtar itself is functioning, it's wearing two hats. It's supporting the bailus of the Eved and supporting the bailus of the Adam. And that is not called kruskita. Wow. So now I'll tell you a very, very great chiddush. So, is this different than the Gemara before? After all, the Gemara before made the following statement. You know what? If you have a case of atzmacho unachasai, for that, you don't have to come on to Pagin Dibura. That's clear. So you know what the Rashba writes? Once you come on to Ravashi, that this is a problem of kruskita. And kruskita means that the shtar cannot just wear two hats. You can't fly in both directions. You can't at once secure the ownership of the former Eved and at once secure the ownership of the Adam. So the Rashba writes the following. You know what? That this would even be true in a case of atzmacha v'kol nechasai. And that would even be true in a case of atzmacha v'chol nechasai chutz midavar mesuyim. But this would be true in all these cases, no? In all these cases. What we qualified according to Rashi, you know? If the real fear is that maybe there's a greater withholding, so maybe there are other variables, what exactly do you say? And how much do you exactly own? And is there a difference between this karka, other karka? Once you're telling me, no, this is a very different yesod, no? And the yesod hadvarim is that the shtar, krisos, cannot function in that capacity. So you know what? None of those things should be relevant. Even in the most glaring case, where I say atzmacha, v'chol nechasai, and I build in a specific stipulation, chutz miploni, chutz mimakom ploni, or chutz mitalis ploni, I'm still going to say, guess what? That the shtar is not a shtar shichur. Whoa, no? Wow. Oh, so take a look at that Rambam. Take a look exactly at that Rambam, no? Hilchos Avodah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph. You go ahead and you write in your shtar, they're all right. Atzmecha v'chol nechasai k'nei lach. Whoa, not kol. And you say explicitly, chutz mimakom ploni. And you say, with the built-in exception of this field, or chutz mitalis plonis, guess what? The Rambam writes that the whole get is batel. That ein zekoris, that's not called kruskita. Nothing to do with the ambiguity of leidas hasafek, but rather the essential function. The essential function of. Wow. You notice that? Yeah, that's like pretty heavy, no? Okay. So now Rabbi Kiveger points out. No, Mamish, on this daf, Rabbi Kiveger points out. Well, but there is a Gemara later on Daf Mem, where the Gemara says the following case. In Adon Shekasav Shtar Erisin Lefshibchasa. You ready for such a case? He not only wants to free a shivcha, he wants to marry a shivcha. No? Now, he can't marry a shivcha kananis. Yep, but offer a shivcha, of course. No? So guess what? Si'i bo v'hiskad shibo. Wow. You know what? He's using the very shtar, to sever the avdus and to create issues. That sounds pretty extreme, no? So Rav Meir says, I'm good with that, you know? Mem Amud Aleph, Rav Meir says, that's okay with me, no? But he has to waste paper. I'm okay with that. Mekudeshes. And the Chachamim question, is that really a language of Shichur? You know, Alumdus, no? He's Kadshibo. Well, you know, you can't marry a Shivcha. There's no Tfisas Kedushin for a Shivcha. So if you're saying he's Kadshibo, it must be that his kachibo means shichur and ishus. Lacham say maybe you can't read all of that into the shtar. Yes, of course you can read into the shtar. If I say that we'll be married, it means that there is a shichur because there's no tfisas kedushin with the shichur klanis. Lacham say no. The shichur has to be explicit. So Rav Meir and Lacham are arguing about the following: an implied shichur. Wait a second. You know, if you're dealing with ambiguity, you're dealing with uncertainty, okay. So maybe one can argue, but there's ambiguity. If you want this to serve as a shtar of Yishus, obviously, it has to serve as a shichur. Or, but maybe that assumption is not explicit. Okay, let's see you're dealing with the problem of kruskita. Kruskita, no? No. We don't allow these shtaros to multitask. No? That's like a human trait. No? That the yeshiva expects you to do more than one thing at once. No? So just because you came to shir, it's not mean you can't come to davening, like we expect you to like do things together. No? But a shtar is Allah Bardasi. He can only do one thing. No? A shtar can't multitask. I turn to the shtar and say, who are you? No? And he says to me, who am I? I'm a shtar shikra and a shtar kedushin. No? That's good. That's good to go. What a kasha of Ikeveg, right? Why in the world is that good to go? No. Kol nechasai with chutz mikarka koldu is lav kruzgita. And a kosei shtar erish lifnichas is considered to be. Wow, that's like a heavy kasha, no? That's Rabbi Kiveger's difficulty, you know? That's what Rabbi Kiveger raises. Wow. So you know what his surprising answer is? Yep. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. Kol mechutz haichutz is a major flaw. And ishtar eris and shechasa, we're good to go. We're good to go. We're good. Wow, wow. Why in the world is that really true? You know what? You know what the problem of Kruskita is? That the Adon still has a schus in the shtar. No? This shtar, kol nechasai chutz mikarkazu. So the chutz mikarkazu is a shtar which functions on behalf of Adon. So what direction is this shtar going? No, on the one hand, the shtar is empowering the Eved. On the other hand, the shtar is like ki'ilu Eved makna la'adam. That's the language that Rabbi Kiriger uses. If I say kol nechasai, everything goes to the Adam. With the exception of this, it's as though that regarding this, that the shtar is working in an oppositional direction. It is taking from the Eved and granting the Adam. And even though technically not granting, this was a schus that he always had. But let's say at least in terms of the veracity of the shtar, maybe in terms of the rayish of the shtar. That's a problem. That's a clash. There's no halacha of mitzvos chavilos chavilos that a shtar can't accomplish two things. The shtar cannot go ahead and work in opposite directions. Opposite directions. Both when it comes to a shtar shichur as well as when it comes to a shtar erisin. You know what? He is transferring the shtar to her. To her. And the Adam, the guy, has no schus in the shtar. It's true that as a result of the shtar, he has certain zechuyos of ishus. That happens to be true. But in terms of the accomplishment of the shtar, the makne, the kone, the shtar is flying in one direction. No? That is, from him to her. Him as the Adon and she to the Shivchar, him as the Baal and she to the Isha. So Rabbi Kveger writes, as radical as it sounds, that Mamish, the Shtar is severing and empowering, it's severing and creating, that's not a problem of Kruskita. Wow, that's an important finish. Shir Karka Koldu, Rabbi Kveger says, I think that is a problem. No, that's the riff. But wow, Shikhar and Ishus is not a problem. Because after all, in both cases, he's the Baal HaShtar. And he is the one who is going ahead and creating this transfer. It's true as a result of the transference of Yishus. Ki yikach ish isha. He posits certain rights. Yeah, but that's not a chisaron of Kruskita. Wow, that's not a chisaron of Kruskita. Wow, that's Rabbi Kiriger's Kashin Teretz. Ooh, I'll tell you the following. Avnei Nezer Kuf Pei He. Avnei Nezer says, you know, I found another case that seems to fly in the face of this. Rabbi Kveger, Gittin Av Mem. Avnei Nezer, Kedushin Dav Samach Tav Samad Aleph. What's that? You have a Shivcha who is Mu'uberes. A Shivcha who's Mu'uberes. And Ha'omer the Shivchaso Hare'at Basorin Uvaladech Eved. You know what? You're free. But the Vlad, that's mine. That's mine. Ha'omer the Shivchaso Hare'at Basorin Uvaladech Eved. So the Chachamim say, we're good with that. We're okay with that. Wow. We're okay with this but not that. This but not that. Mamish, isn't that exactly then? But what do you mean? You have a shtar which is serving as a shtar shichra for her. But it retains the right of Vladech Eved. That's not a problem of Kruskita. Why is that not a problem of krus mitra? Why is that not? Don't we say there that yesh la'adon schus b'shtar, that the shtar allows him to go ahead and to maintain his vilus regarding the vlad? Avnezer writes, you know what? This wouldn't be necessarily such a simple distinction. You know what? Maybe one could argue the following. Can I really be very medayik in the Gemara, and the Gemara in Kedush, and Adam Samach Tes? You know what? That, if you take a look in the Rif is Mefurish. When the Rif writes that, oh, any shear is a problem of Krus Gita. The Rif writes the words, Bekosav Hachi Begita. Because that's what's written in the Get. No? What's written in the Shtar is this and that. What's written in the Shtar is this and that. That's what the Rif writes, Furish in our sugya, you know? Bekosav Hachi Begita. Bekosav Hachi Begita. And therefore, oh, the Rif writes, Vein Rashai Lichtov Tnai Beget. Don't write these withholdings in a get. It impairs the Chefter Shal Get, where the get is doing this and the get is doing that. So Rav Meir suggests like a Harifus. Maybe that's why the Gemara Kedush Hamates, HaOmer Leshiv Chasa. What Omer Leshiv Chasa? This is a Shtar Shichrur. So he writes an interesting possibility, like in one paragraph, maybe one could argue that, you know what, that the problem of Krus Git is limited to the Chefter Shal Get. But if you have kind of a side deal, you know, Omer Leshiv Chasa, where it's not the Get itself that, maybe that's not a problem of Krus Gita. And that would mean the following. Unbelievable. Mamish bedavka. Ha'omer l'shivchasa. Ha'omer l'shivchasa. So quickly, Avnezer points out, but you know what? The Rambam straightens this out. Because when you look in that Rambam, Tocha Savan, Perek Zayin Lach Aleph, the Rambam is mefurish that this is the nusach of the get. This is the nusach of the shtar. This was not just simply, right, a side comment. No, the Rambam is Mefurish. We quoted before Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. No, Kosav Lavado Atzmachona Chosai. No. If there's any Shiur Chutzim Akamploni Chutzmi Talis, the Get is Batel. And then the Rambam writes, and the same thing is true when it comes to a Shichrur. However, Hakosav LeShivchasa Hamuberes Harayat Baschorin Ulevadech Emet. Rav Kayamin. The Rambam's not a side deal of Amira, no? Like a fascinating, no? You're right. I'm going to be bedaik in the Gemara, it says, Omer Leshiv Chasa. But you look at the Rambam says, Hakos of Leshiv Chasa, no? Why does Rambam Hakos? To tell you this is all wrong, you know, like this is not the Yisod. This is not the Yisod at all. Hakos of Leshiv Chasa Muberes. Yerbas Chorin, Vladei Chevet. No. Dvarim Kayamin. Dvarim Kayamin. Wow. So Avnezer suggests a couple of possibilities. Oh, Harifus, no? Avnezer suggests the following. You know, we discussed. You know, various struggles have to be Lishma. Aget, Shtar Shichur. Shtar Kiddush, that's with Yishma. That's the Mishma. A guy says the following. I want to go ahead and free the Shivcha. I do not want to free the Vlad. I write the Shtar. No? L'shem Cheres HaShivcha. But you know what? The Vlad? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Hakosav v'shichosav muberes harei at basorin, but uvladech eved, uvladech eved. What exactly does that mean? This shtar was written l'shem shichur ha'eved. Obviously not, no? Uvladech eved, no? The shtar shichur has to be lishma, meaning l'shem shichur. This was absolutely not l'shem shichur in any shape or form, no? The get was not written l'shem ha'uber. The get was not written l'shem ha'uber in any shape or form. So obviously, klapei ha'uber, this is not a shtar shikra that is lishma. It's not a shtar at all, no? In order to function as a shtar, it has to be that which is lishma. If you have a shtar, whoa, where it's going to free evidence, transfer nechassim, a shtar kinyan for the transfer of nechassim does not have to be lishma. But if you have a shtar that's going to free, the aim, and it's going to free the vlad, and I go ahead and I state expressly that it is not the shem shikra havlad, so it is not a shtar shikra for the vlad whatsoever. It's like meaningless. The vlad is not at all part of the shikra. So Nezer writes a great chiddush. You know what? That's not called a chisaron of kruskita. Kruskita. Kruskita means the shtar is functioning, but you know what? There's a tension. The shtar functions for this, and the shtar functions for that. And guess what? That, you know what? There's a tension. The shtar simultaneously is a severance and an empowerment. Here, what? The shtar is just the shtar shikra for the aim and not for the vlad. And therefore, that's not called a problem of kruskita. Well, and then Abinezer writes the following. Maybe I'll tell you something like more basic. When is something considered to be a problem? When is something considered to be a withholding? And then he's writing something just very straightforward, very simple. You know when something is considered to be withholding? That, you know what? If I didn't withhold, you would get all of this. And I withhold, and therefore, you're not getting that. In other words, the shiur is migareya kochon. The shiur is migareya kochon, no? Let's say I say kol nechasa. Kol nechasa means everything. When I say chutz, it's oppositional, no? The kol empowers, and the chutz restricts. That's like a problem of kruskita. Let's assume that's not the case at all. Meaning what? Our Nezer writes the following. We assume that uber lav yerech ima, that the mother and the uber are independent entities. We don't view them seamlessly as a single unit. We view them independently. Well, which means that if a person is just writing a shtar shikra for the shifra, there's no assumption that the vlad is included in any shape or form. So if I go ahead and I write explicitly that this shtar is limited to her, but it doesn't apply to the vlad, that's not really oppositional. That's not restricting a right that otherwise you would have had. If I say kol nechasai, that means everything. Chutz mei, that's a built-in limitation. That limitation is a violation of kruskita. Here he writes, there is no built-in violation of kruskita. And therefore, enachinami, rabbi kayamin. Of course, rabbi kayamin. There's no assumption that the vlad would necessarily be meshuchta. Well, now, you look in the Ramban opens up a whole other dimension. And this is a pretty fundamental machlokas rishonim. Everyone agrees, as we discussed, you know what? You say all of the nechassim are transferred to you with the exception of this. Well, of course that's good, no? But let's say all I'm saying is all the assets are transferred to you, chutz mikarka kolshu. Chutz mikarka kolshu. So what happens in such a case? You know, Rashi seems to indicate, you know what? That would be a valid shtar. And you know, there's a difficulty now. There's a difficulty, like, isolating, identifying, no? You know, every piece of karka that you come and try to get, you know what I'm going to say? That's what I excluded. You know, there's a pragmatic difficulty, no? I'm giving you everything with the exception of a field. But it's a davar shen mavur. So you know what? You come, you want this field, that field. So no, that's the field, that's the field. Let me ask you the following issue. When you have such a case, you have a kinyan on a davar shen mavur. Is that a practical headache? Absolutely yes, no? Like it's a practical headache, no? So what gives? What gives? No. What field did I get? When you say everything is yours except for a field. So we play this game? Like every field, you know, so how do you resolve that? How to resolve that? Okay, so maybe there's a resolution. Maybe you want the best field to exclude. Maybe I'm entitled to the worst field. Whatever resolution we can work out. But let me ask the most basic question. Is that a legitimate kinyan? Is that a legitimate kinyan? A kinyan on a davar shen mesuyim? A kinyan which is so vague that it doesn't posit a specific right? Or, of course, the kinyan is chal, but you know, now you and I just have a problem of, okay, now how do I exercise my right? I definitely own a good part of your fields, but you know what? The details. Which one yes, which one no? This isn't details. So this is what the Ramban, the Ramaskal Hoditran, the Ramban quotes the Rimigash, that writes, you know what? That this is not a valid kinyan. What do you mean? A kinyan on a davar shino mugdar. A kinyan on a davar shino mesuyim. What in the world does that mean? It's yours? What is it? I don't know. Doesn't say. Is that really true? And Rimi Gash writes a stunning Kiddush. Let's assume, for example, you want to go ahead and make a Kinyan Agav. No, a Kinyan Agav. We spoke about this Kinyan Agav, no? We spoke about a real unusual case, no? Unusual application. Gittin Daf Lamed Zayin, no? A Shtar Prusbel requires that the Lova has to have Karka. No? Oh, karka, we pointed out. No, karka is command the gavli dummy, no? So guess what? The lover doesn't have karka. Can't write a prizval. I'm going to do him the greatest favor in the world, no? I'm going to be makna karka to him. Makna, a little piece of karka to him. And now he owes me millions of dollars, no? Because the loan survives shvius. You know what? The lover will probably say, I don't need your gift. I'd rather not have your gift. We discussed that now. We allude to the sukkah of Yeralev. In principle, a matan is a skos, but here, a matan is very detrimental because the lives of the chov to survive shvius. Survive shvius. But that's kind of common that, you know what? That you can use a kinyan agav, for example, a kinyan agav, that makne mili lechavei agav dalamos. You know? I'll be makne karka to you and ayide karka. Oh, all these assets. I have assets that are 1,000 miles away. And you know what? That you're going to purchase it for me. So we'll utilize the Kinyan Agav. We do it with the guy with the chametz. No? We'll be maknetim karka, and he will acquire the chametz agav hakarka. We discuss whether agav is a dinder, I said dinder, abana, no? Kedushin, no? Go to Kamadaf Yiralev. No? No? So the Rimi Gash writes, I'll tell you, so you want to do this, that's fine. But you know what? You better. Ooh. You better identify which dalamas you're talking about. With which karka are you being makne to him? It's only incidental. Who cares about the karka? The purpose of this is just to utilize it for a kinyan agav. Yeah, but a kinyan can't be chal on a davar shen mesuyim. So if you want to go ahead, Rimi Gash writes, and make a kinyan agav dalamas for karka, sarach l'siyumele hanhu dalamas. Wow. You can't just simply say that I'm being makna to you
part of my field.
What in the world does that mean? If you can exercise dine bailos, you have to say, this part of the field, this part of the field. Wow, wow. And Rebbe Gash writes such a kiddush, and take a look, like, carefully in the Gemara. He says, take a look, of course, the Gemara Babakamad of Kufdal Mabez, where the Gemara's phrase is, Akninu Nehale. We're going to talk about the following. Some person owes me a tremendous amount of money. So I want to have somebody else go ahead and collect that chov, so I can be makna the chov to him. How are you makna chov? It's like, how do you do that? The Gemara says, Akninu Nehale, Agav Asefa Debesim. You know? I'm going to use the Kinyan Agav. I'm hereby transferring you, literally, the threshold. What do they call that? An apron? No. The apron of the house? No? And, you have to be so specific, you know? You have to be so safe at the base, say, no, you know that little piece that, you know, the flooring switches, no, from this floor to that floor, so you have a little, a safe at the base, say, no? So you're throughout the meeting, gosh, right? Yeah, you have to. Because if I just simply say I'm being makna karka koldu, guess what? That's not going to work. A star has to be chal on a davar mesuyim. A chal has to be chal on a davar mesuyim. And now the Rabban writes the following suffix. When you take up the riff in our sugya, the riff writes the following in a case of shir karka koldu. You know, there's a little bit of a challenge here, no? Because the riff writes, lo yochel livarei my kolshu. When I say shir karka kolshu, really shir karka kolshu. So the riff writes, you know, what is the and the riff gets very poetic, you know, a kolshu can mean tiny, a kolshu can mean a lot, the kol can, so the Ramban's not sure, what is the riff saying? Is the riff just saying that, you know what, there's a practical problem here with the shir, because even though clearly you did withhold, but it's going to be hard for us to identify what the withholding was. Or the Ramban says, maybe the Rif is telling you something very fundamental, that shir karka holdu does not mean karka koldu. It really means shir karka zu. Shir karka zu. The Gemara just means, if he leaves out any karka, but it doesn't mean any karka. It means any karka that he would delineate. You have to make that determination. That's the shita. That's something which is striking. What is the halacha of being makna in that particular way? Wow. So this is a Rambam, in Hilchos Zechiya, Perek Gimel Halacha Hey. And, the Hasakas arrived. The Hasakas arrived. The Rambam writes that, you know, typically speaking, you sell something, you buy something. You know, you have to be very specific. Kishem shamocher tzarech l'sem ha-memkar. Kachanosem. When you give something, you can't just say, I'm gifting something. Something means something. You have to state what that is. Ketzad, the Rambam writes. Nosin ha-chaber karka min ha-chasai. The Rambam writes, you have to say what you're giving him. No? And if you don't say, v'lo sim ha-dover shenosan lo, and if you don't indicate what it is that you're talking about, it's nachal. It's nothing. And guess what? The Rambam's explicit. Ve'en ha'yachal lomar lo ten li pachos shibes hachecha. Maybe at least let the guy say, you know what? So give me your least valuable thing. If you just say, I'm bimachna to you a field. Okay, so I say, look, yeah, you're right. You didn't say which field. But you have 10 fields. So give me the worst field that you possibly have. I have no right to demand more, but can I at least demand the worst field? The worst field? Because clearly you gifted me a field. The Rambam writes, no, because the kinyan is not chal in the davar mesuyim. Gimel hay, and the ravid is masig. The ravid is masig. That what do you mean? That's not true. That's not true. The Rambam, what do you mean? If I say, for example, to you that, you know what? Chutz mi beis kur, that my karka is yours with the exception of this quantity, guess what? Kono kol karkos. You are kone. But you know what? But the yad hamakabel is ala tachtona. So the no saint can say, I intended for this, intended for that. But that's like a detail. That's a birur question. Wow. So take a look. This is a hevi machlokas. Take a look at the Rambam, the Raavad. Take a look at the Nosekim. Take a look at the Magid Mishnah. Take a look at the Lecha Mishnah. Right? And then go through carefully the Ramban, the rayas that the Ramban brings regarding this issue whether a kinyan is chal on a davar sheinu mesuyam. And then we'll have to discuss, could one maybe distinguish between different kinyanim? Oh, that's a hint, no? Maybe some kinyanim, yes, some kinyanim, no. Maybe it's not all or nothing. Maybe certain kinyanim, I wouldn't allow this kin to be chal on something that's so ambiguous. But maybe that's not true of each and every kinyan. That's left to one.